Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. In Psalm 125, verse 1, we find these words, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever." God wants you to live a life where your circumstances do not move you, where you're moved by God, by the Word of God, by the direction of God, but not by pressures of life, circumstances that come against you, or by the words of other people. I remember a very distinct incident where this very scripture was made quite real to me. My husband and I had just had the privilege of having our newborn son, and we lived in a very rural area in Northern California in a mountain community, and we did not have a phone. We had just brought the baby home from the hospital the day before when we had a knock on our door, and someone brought a note saying that the hospital was trying to contact us to bring the baby back due to the results of some tests. Well, those very words tried to bring a wave of fear over us, but we had been meditating on that very scripture, Psalm 125:1, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever." And we got a grip on ourselves, you could say, and made the decision right there that we were not going to be moved by the words of this report that the hospital wanted us to bring our child back, and obviously implying that there was a problem. We quickly bundled our child up and began to drive the almost hour drive down the mountain to get to the city where the hospital was located. And as we did that, I recited out loud over and over and over again to my husband, to the world, to the devil, to anyone listening, the words of Psalm 125:1, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever." God wants you to be a person that cannot be moved. He doesn't want your emotions moved by your circumstance. He doesn't want the pressures of life to move you to fear, to panic, to worry, to anxiety, to any of the emotions that are negative in your situation. Well, as we went into that hospital and conferred with the doctor and nurses, we found out that the situation was not in any way severe or even dangerous, but our son needed simply to be put under some lights and just stay for a few days, and he recovered quickly from what was basically a mild case of jaundice. But you know, when a medical report comes to you and you don't know what the outcome will be in the natural, God has a word for you. He wants you to not be moved. He wants you to believe Him and trust in Him so that you can remain strong and watch God bring the outcome. It doesn't have to be the outcome the world will tell you. It doesn't have to be the outcome the doctor may be trying to tell you. It doesn't have to be the outcome your accountant is trying to say is going to come to pass. But instead, if you will trust in the Lord, you can be like Mount Zion and not be moved, not be shaken. But the key is that position of trust has to come first. That they that trust in the Lord, that came first in the scripture. It must come first in your life in order for you to live a life where you're not moved or shaken by the pressures and the crises of life that people face. David was one who was constantly assaulted by natural circumstances that were enough to make anybody fearful, worried, anxious, and literally just scared for his very life. He was chased by Saul. He was trying to kill him, trying to remove him as a potential replacement that had been prophesied. David would replace Saul, and Saul knew that. Saul wanted to remove his competition, and he was very tormented by an evil spirit and tried repeatedly to chase David down and take his life. But David learned the secret, and it's shown to us throughout the Psalms that he penned under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And he said these words in Psalm 16, verse 8, "I have set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved." David trusted implicitly in the Lord, and it kept him throughout his life. Despite the myriad of difficulties he encountered, he was able to stay unmoved and unshaken and was able to prosper as the king of Israel. We also see this position of trust in the life of Paul. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, we find these words, "For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day." Paul was able to say, though his circumstances were often difficult, bleak at times, chased by those who thought that he was a heretic in the religious circles of the Jews, and yet he said, "For I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I've committed to him until that day." God wants you to walk in that position of trust where you can say, "I know whom I have believed and I am persuaded." God wants you to walk that kind of a faith walk in the middle of your circumstances. Paul had circumstances. David had circumstances. And yet both of them were able to move through life unshaken, unmoved by those circumstances, and prevail in the end, becoming all that God had for them. God had destined for David to become ruler and king and prophet to Israel, and he became that despite many, many things that came against him and many people. Paul was destined by God to be the bearer of the gospel to the Gentiles and to be the writer inspired by the Holy Spirit for about 2/3 of the New Testament. That is phenomenal, and yet they both had tremendous circumstances. They had a position of trust in God that allowed them to live a life unmoved. In Acts chapter 20, verse 24, Paul's famous words, "But none of these things move me." None of these things move me. Can you walk through your life today in your circumstance right now that you're facing at this very moment as you listen to this broadcast? Can you say, "I trust in the Lord, so none of these things move me"? God wants that to be your position of trust, because the position of trust will bring forth God able to move on your behalf. When the believer is not moved, then God can move. That's what he wants. 1 Chronicles 5:19, we find the words, "Because they put their trust in him, God delivered them." Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3, we see David writing, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he brought me up out of a horrible pit." Are you in a horrible pit today? Trust in him. He'll bring you out. Psalm 28, 7, "My heart trusted in him, and I am helped." That's the plan God has for you. Trust him. He will help you. Psalm 37, 40 says, "And the Lord shall help them and deliver them, because they trust in him." If you are seeking to trust God today for specific circumstance, take Psalm 33, verses 20 and 21, and say this as your scripture for your family and for your circumstance. It says, "Our soul waiteth for the Lord, for he is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name." Psalm 91, verse 2, "I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust." God wants you to put his word into your mouth and say of the Lord that he's your God, and in him will you trust. If you can walk in that position of trust, then God can move on your behalf. They that trust in the Lord shall not be moved, because God moves on his behalf. That's all the time we have for today, but let me just make you aware of a special offer from Hidden with Christ Ministries. For any donation of $30 or more to Hidden with Christ, we will send you an 8-tape series called Trusting God. I know it'll bless you. It'll encourage you as you walk the faith walk in your life and in your circumstances. Be sure to write to us to the address that you'll hear mentioned in just a moment. Until tomorrow at the same time, this is Rita Langland encouraging you that there's no wound in your life that's so deep that God cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and there's no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. God bless you. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.